99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
Who proclaimed to us the way of salvation. She knew who they were. And she knew the message that they were proclaiming, the way of salvation. And that's important, too, you know, because a lot of people hear the word over and over, and it doesn't do anything to them. She knew what she needed, but yet we don't see how she, where she's reached out for it. But in the meantime, Paul got upset from following them day after day, so he cast out the demons in her. Now, the master got upset. Money.
Come on now.
Profits went down.
Come on.
They was they was interested in profits, not people.
There you go.
So they arrested Paul.
Yes, sir.
And Silas.
Yeah.
Had them beaten.
Mm-hmm.
Mercifully.
Yes, sir.
And arrested. And they must have been afraid of something because they told the jailer to secure them.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And he placed them in a jail inside of a jail.
Yeah.
Hoping that they wouldn't get out.
Yes, sir.
But at midnight.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Even though they are locked and stocked.
Yes, sir.
On a cold, wet damn, dungeon, dog. But the script say at midnight. Their backs is lacerated with scars and cuts. No doubt the flies and gnats are flying in and out. But at midnight, they are in excruciating pain, suffering. For the sake of Christ.
Amen.
But at midnight.
Yeah.
Midnight is a strange time.
Yes,
it's not day.
Come on.
It's not night.
Mm-hmm.
It's just midnight.
Yes, sir.
It's before the dawning of the King of Day, the sun.
Yes, sir.
And the resting of the Queen of the Night, the moon.
Well.
It's just midnight. They're not having a pity party. They're not crying.
No,
they're not blaming nobody.
Well.
But the Bible says, at midnight, Paul and Silas began praying and singing hymns
to God.
They took their case. You do yourself a good favor if you take your case to God.
Amen.
I know it's good to have somebody that you can call on.
Mm-hmm.
But the one you ought to call on most so is God.
Yes, sir.
Because
he's
able to fix it.
Yes, sir.
Whatever needs to be fixed, he's able to fix it.
Yeah.
Now, the jailer believe that his life was on the line.
Yes, sir.
Because he was responsible for the prisoners.
Yes, sir.
Now he know the gates are open.
Come on.
Changes are down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
They gone.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
And you know, the scripture, words in the scripture is not there just because they had nothing else to do. Midnight was a time when the jailers will go to sleep.
Come on.
That was the custom of the Roman jailer. At midnight, they shut down. They would go to sleep. It's right there in the text.
Yes, sir.
The keeper of the prison, awakening from sleep. At midnight. He sleep. What a good time to escape.
Come on. Yes, sir.
What a good time to get out. The jailer is asleep. The gates are open. The changes are gone.
Yes, sir.
I'd go. But they don't go nowhere.
No, sir.
Come on. The power of prayer and praise.
Come on now.
They were listening to the prayers of Paul and Silas. They were hearing the singing of the hymn.
Yes,
I don't know what he sung. Might have sung, Trouble Don't Last Always. Might have sung, Guide Me Over Great Jehovah.
Come on.
I don't know, but they sung at midnight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Singing and the praising. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes your subconscious mind can hear things that you may not hear. It's good to, if you're trying to memorize something, put your tape, earplugs in your ear, and play it while you're sleeping. And the subconscious mind receives it. And then, don't ask me how that happens, but it does. Then you awaken, and you remember. So could it be that the jailer was listening subconsciously at the prayers of Paul and Silas and the singing of the hymn?
Yes, sir.
Because the text says that in the keeper of the prison awakening from sleep, seeing prison doors open, and he supposed that they were gone. Life is on the line. They gone.
Yes, sir.
Roman government gonna take my life now. He was prompt by fear to ask this question.
Yes, sir.
Some people are prompt by circumstances in their lives to seek Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes a tragedy can happen and that person will decide then to seek the Lord.
Amen.
Whatever the reason, it's just good.
Yes,
sir. To seek him.
Yes, sir.
He's provoked by faith.
Yes, sir.
It's interesting to note that this jailer did not take time to secure the prison.
No, sir.
He didn't take time to put the shackles back on the prison.
No.
He didn't take time to relock the cells. But he come trembling at the feet of Paul and Silas. After Paul told him, do yourself no harm. We are here. We ain't going nowhere. We are in the presence of the Lord. Prisoners, they've been in a prayer meeting. They ain't used to being in no prayer meeting in jail. We ain't going nowhere. We're going to trust this God. Paul and Silas praying and to and singing about. We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. They come and they fall down trembling. What must I do to be saved? For him to ask that question,
yes, sir,
tells me that he was lost.
Come on. Yeah. Yes, sir.
He needed some direction.
Yes, sir.
He needed a way out.
Yeah.
He didn't want to remain the way that he was.
No, sir.
And when you look at this text, he's no longer concerned about the jail.
No, sir. No.
He's concerned about his spirituality.
Yes, sir.
He's concerned about his welfare. He's concerned about the brothers that he had met in the jail.
Right. Yes.
See, they had church in the jail.
Yes, sir.
We get caught up in this building.
Man.
You ain't got to be up in here to have church.
Man.
And I'm not telling you don't come to church. Don't come to this building, however you want to put it. But what I'm saying is, if God is in your heart and you know him for yourself, you can worship him wherever you are. Worship him.
Yes, sir.
Outdoors, indoors,
yes, sir.
Driving your car, at the house, in your yard. Wherever you are present, God is present also.
Amen.
He wanted to know, he's trembling. Mm-hmm. What must I do? Hear this question, most important question that you ever ask.
Mm-hmm.
What must I do to be saved? Paul points him to a person. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in his hand.
Amen.
There's no salvation in any other.
Yes, sir.
For there is no other name under the heaven given among man by which we must be saved.
That's right.
But Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You have to put your trust and your faith in Christ.
Amen.
Believe in Christ. Mm-hmm. A person. Jesus is the one who left heaven,
yes, sir,
to be born in human flesh.
Yes, sir.
He's the same one who lived a perfect life.
Amen.
Sinless life.
Amen.
He's the one who died for your sin and my sin.
Yes, he did.
Laid him in a borrowed tomb. But early Sunday morning. Yes. Got up. With all power. That's who you believe in.
Come on now. Yes, sir.
You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
That's right.
It's a person.
Amen.
He did it.
He did.
Just for you.
Yes.
See, believe.
Yes, sir.
It's a person, Jesus. But then there's a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You got to believe. You got to act on your faith.
Yes, sir.
You got to really believe that Jesus died.
Yes, sir.
And accept it as the pay for your salvation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We owed a debt that we couldn't pay. He paid a debt that he didn't owe.
Amen.
He tells them to believe. That is all you got to do. It's so simple that we walk right over it.
Yes, sir.
Trip over it.
Come on.
Believe. But now this belief here now is not historical faith, but saving faith.
Yes, sir.
Historical faith is you have the facts of the matter.
Yes, sir.
You know that Jesus lived. You know that he died.
Yes, sir.
But that don't mean that you trust him.
Yeah.
That's his story.
Yes.
You believe his story.
Yes, sir.
But you don't believe in him. Prior to this text also, there was a misunderstanding concerning the Gentiles.
Yes, sir.
There were those that thought that the Gentiles had to be baptized, had to be circumcised before they could become a member of the church.
Right.
Paul confronted them on that. Then they decided to take it to the elders and the apostles in Jerusalem. They did that. And they agreed that they didn't have to be. Peter preached. They would say he saved us,
yes, sir,
by grace.
Come on, yeah.
He could do the same thing for the Gentiles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing has changed.
Right.
You got to be willing to accept him,
right,
as your Lord and your Savior.
Yeah.
The Bible says, he said, and you will be saved, you and your household.
Yeah.
But this is the missing point that we miss with most people. If then they spoke the word,
yes,
of the Lord to him,
uh-huh,
and to all who were in his house.
Yes,
they gave him the plan.
Yes, sir.
They gave him the purpose.
Yes.
They gave him the purpose, the person, and they gave him the word.
Come on,
they explained it to him.
Yes, sir.
Many times we bring people in the church, we never explain to them what salvation is all about. Because they may just not know.
Amen.
It's more than just accepting the pastor's hand, the preacher's hand. but it's about giving your heart to God.
Yes,
and finally, look at the change. Mm-hmm. See, if you really believe, that's going to be a change.
Amen.
In your heart. It's going to be a change.
Yes,
you're not going to be the same. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passing away and all things becoming new.
Yes, sir.
Look what he said. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized.
Yes, sir.
They had compassion.
Yeah.
They had care for the prisoner. Now he done took him out to jail and took him home with him. A change.
Yes, sir.
A change, a transformation.
Yes, sir.
First he guarded them, had them in chains.
Yes, sir.
He just threshed them, just cast them up in the jail. Here now he walks them to his house.
Come on now.
And washes their wounds.
Yes, sir.
After he have comforted them. His whole household is baptized.
Yes, sir.
A change has come in this man's life. And since God does not change, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. To start worshiping God.
Yes.
That's what we're missing.
Yes.
Truly worship.
Yes.
And what we call worship sometimes is not worship.
Yeah.
It's sad to say, but the same tongue that speaks in tongue is the same tongue that will curse you out.
Oh, yeah.
The same feet that'll shout hallelujah, the same hand
will be the same feet that will. And the same hand that will stab you. Huh? Jesus said himself. Everybody said it. Oh.
Not of works. As I hear classes spoken this morning. You don't work to be saved.
No, sir.
But you work because you are saved.
Come on.
This man went to work.
Right.
He went to work. He wasn't doing this before he got saved.
No.
He ministered. He wasn't doing that before he got saved. And he must have was all right with his job because he was asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he done went to sleep. But he woke up. Both spiritually and physically, he's awakened.
Yes, sir.
And we see him.
Yes, sir.
Answering to the call. And each one of us must answer to the call. Those are churches open to be one this morning. We welcome you to come now. You can come by letter, Christian experience, baptism. But Jesus says, whosoever will, let them come. Let us put the chairs out, please. This is your day. This is your moment. And you know, all we have is this precious moment here now. That's all we have, this moment. And you know, as I watched the news this morning, they say that the monk, the chief monk, had went and prayed at the opening of that cave where those teenagers were, along with their soccer team, along with the coach. And they continued to pray continuously. Prayer is important. We may not agree with their theology, but their prayer got the attention of God. That's why we ought not down nobody else's religion, because God is the God of the people. But the fact I'm trying to make to us is that they begin to say, well, it's going to take 24 hours, it's going to take 4 days, it's going to take 5 days to get them out. And after the newscaster said that, about 45 minutes later, two of the kids came walking out. The power of prayer. Another 10 minutes. Two more. When I left home this morning, four had come out and two more was on their way out, but they said it's going to take 4 or 5 days. That's before God get in the plan.
Come on now.
When God gets in the plan, God changes the course. Changes the direction. All I'm saying is the power of prayer, my darling. Sincere prayer changes things. When you can see that, the power of prayer, even for monks praying, we saw a change. We saw the change in this man's life from the prayers of Paul and Silas. Suppose we start praying for the lost. The lost in our family, the lost in the church, the lost in the community. Suppose we sincerely pray for the lost. Look what can happen, my darling. Souls can be saved. And I just believe if the church would really get sincere prayer, those correctional officers have to be found a new job. Lives will be changed. These prisoners were listening to the prayers and to the songs were being sung. They are free to get out, but they don't move. Those are the churches open.
Mm-hmm.
This is your moment.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have is this precious moment right now.
Man.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For your word.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
And we pray for the lost everywhere.
Yes, yes.
You know them.
Yes, sir.
Touch hearts, minds, and souls.
Please, please, sir. Please.
Let them know time is winding up.
Yes, sir.
Let them know they have an opportunity now,
mm-hmm.
but they won't have this opportunity forever.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your blessings.
Yes, Father.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We've done it as commanded to do, yet there's do more to do.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, let's go and wash.
Father God, we come now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we just thank you. Father, we give you the glory. We honor you with our lives, God. We honor you with our praise, God. We honor you with our lips, God. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving, into your court with praise. And we just bless you, God. For we know that if it had not been for you on our side, we would not be here, God. We're so ever grateful to you, Lord God, from whence you have brought us, God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, God, for the message. Thank you so much for the messenger, God. Thank you, Lord God, for the answer to the message, God, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can be saved. Our household can be saved, God. Thank you, Lord God, for your plan of salvation, God. And it's through no other but Jesus the Christ, your only begotten Son. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that your arms are still stretched wide. You're still calling men to be saved, Lord. It is still your desire that men will be saved, God. And we just thank you, God. Thank you. Until the end of times. Now, Lord, we ask your blessing upon this table, God. We ask your blessing, Lord, upon the bread that represents your body that was broken for many. And we thank you for it, God. And, Lord, we thank you for the wine that represents your blood that was shed for the remission of sin. You said without the
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events on the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II, preaching the uncompromised